My name is Terry Rauschenbach.
I'm Jeremy Bryant.
I'm Nathan Page.
I'm Nicholas Dower.
I'm Stephanie McGarra.
And we're the Wywiz Brass Quintet. And you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Wywiz Low Brass. Good morning, kids commuters, and a happy Friday to you. It is the last day of Tri-Cornered Hat Week on Kids Commute. We will answer our Quizlet after the music today. So all week we've been hearing this silly story about a boss who thinks himself very fancy, flirting too hard with the miller's wife, trying to get the miller arrested, all this kind of stuff. Well, where we last left everything, the miller's wife had run away because she heard the splash late in the night as the boss had fallen into the water. So he steals the miller's pajamas and decides he's going to just stay there and sleep in the miller's bed. Well, what happens next? The miller, remember him? He escaped the henchman that dragged him off, and he comes home and he finds the boss in his bed wearing his pajamas. So, revenge. The miller steals the boss's clothes. Now, remember how the miller ran away from the henchmen who tried to arrest him? Well, they come chasing back. So they arrive at the miller's house. They find the boss in the miller's clothes. So they think the boss is the miller. And they arrest him again. Well, now there's a huge crazy mix-up, and everybody's wearing everybody else's clothes, and the neighbors hear all the big ruckus, and everybody comes in, and finally the miller and his wife explain everything that has happened to the neighbors. And in revenge, they decide, there's a lot of revenge. Have you noticed that in this ballet? Lots of revenge, but none of it is that bad. In revenge, the people in the town make fun of the boss of the town. That's basically all that happens to him. They put him in a blanket and they toss him up and down while laughing at him. And that's the end of our ballet. Here's the danza final, the final dance, the blanket dance from The Tri-Cornered Hat by Manuel de Falla, performed by the New York Philharmonic.
Thank you.
Take that, boss. That was the final dance, the Jota, from Tri-Cornered Hat, the ballet by Manuel de Falla. I hope you enjoyed that ballet on Kids Commute this week. That was Pierre Boulez conducting the New York Philharmonic. And I'll try and find, there is a clip of the original choreographer of this ballet dancing some of it. We'll find that and we'll put that on our post for this week at kidscommute.org. When you're there, you can also click our Maya Mix, which is a free Spotify playlist, and that will have all of the music for this week, plus a little more. We'll have the whole ballet music in there for you, and you can listen to all of it without any talking if you like. And again, all of that is at kidscommute.org. Okay, kids commuters, it is time now to answer our Quizlet for the week. And it's got a pretty neat story behind it. We asked you, who stuck a feather in his hat while riding a pony? And I will congratulate Annabelle and Lucy in Gron and Sylvie and Isaac, who came in just under the wire to get that one, in Traverse City. The answer is Yankee Doodle. Now, there's a neat backstory for Yankee Doodle. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in his hat, and called it macaroni. Now, this was a song, as we told you yesterday, that the British used to make fun of what they felt were kind of yokel Americans with no class or whatever. It was a very classist, snobby kind of song. Yankee is their rude word for Americans, which we now take as a point of pride, right? And doodle was their word for goofus or just goofy person. So that's what doodle meant. A dandy is a young man who dresses up really fancy and cares about fashion a lot. So when he talks about the feather in the hat, here's the thing. Young British men used to go out on what they called the Grand Tour of Europe, and they'd go try out all these different parts of Europe, then come home to Britain. And when they came back from Italy, they'd be interested in exotic Italian foods like macaroni pasta. Ooh! And so they started to call anything that was chic and European macaroni. That just meant it was Euro cool. So when it says stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni, it doesn't mean he thinks it's a noodle. It means he thinks it's very, very chic. So that's the deal, and the Americans thought that song was pretty funny and turned around and turned it into a point of pride. So that was our Quizlet this week. Hope you enjoyed it. We will have an all-new Quizlet for you next week, and we're really excited for next week's Kids Commute because it is Florence Price Week. By the way, today is Florence Price's birthday. Happy birthday to composer Florence Price. She would be 124 years old today. She is a major American composer, and much of her work was lost and is being rediscovered. We are going to discover her all week next week on Kids Commute. Thank you so much for listening to Kids Commute. Support for Kim's Commute comes from you, of course, and from Go-Go Squeeze Applesauce, making on-the-go snacking nutritious and delicious. And we thank them so much for their support. Tony Biro is our producer. Amanda Sewell is our music director. Production help comes from Joseph Levesque. I'm Kate Botello. Thanks so much for listening. Happy weekend. See you next week.
Interlochen Public Radio.